Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, makers, artists, podcasters, writers, filmmakers, designers, and coders who are on a mission of bringing their ideas to life by creating new things and getting their work to work. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative life for some time, I hope you'll learn something new in this podcast, challenge your assumptions about what is possible, and chase big ideas so you can become who you were born to be. You ever have one of those moments where you find yourself completely jealous of a friend for doing their creative work? This past weekend, I found myself in a weird mood as I passively watched every single Instagram story about the project. In that state of jealousy, I began noticing other people making short films over the weekend for the 48-hour film project. It's like when you want to buy a car and start seeing it everywhere. Thanks to Google, this is known as the Bader-Meinhof phenomenon. I was seeing these creative projects all over the place. What was I doing wrong? Well, for one, sitting on the couch watching other people create instead of getting up and doing something about it. Oh, the power of creative jealousy. Show notes and links to resources mentioned in this episode can be found at gwtw.co/312. You'll also find links to stream the show on the major podcast platforms and an opportunity to sign up for my email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. Each week, I send out some thoughts on curiosity along with books, videos, podcasts, and other resources blowing my mind as well. Creative jealousy can sneak up on you fast. As I found out this past weekend, I was watching a good friend of mine working on a project with some other friends, and I found myself getting jealous. And I've noticed myself getting jealous more and more when it comes to the creative work that I do. Whether it's filmmaking or podcasting or design in general, when I look at what people are sharing, I instantly start feeling that internal just, oh, if only you could do that too. And it's kind of funny. It really catches up with you quickly because it's not really an emotion that I find myself even having a hard time talking about jealousy. It's finding the words, it's finding the emotions, and it's really wanting to understand why I feel jealous when in a lot of ways I have a solid body of work that I've built up over the years. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that's the root of this jealousy for me, is that it's not about where I've been. It's about where I'm going and about the fact that I feel kind of stuck in some of my areas. And so that jealousy of watching other people create is really about identifying the fact that, oh, well, you're not creating. And so I start feeling a sense of brokenness, a sense of sadness that I'm not doing that. Instead of celebrating the fact that my friend was creating. And I'm privy to some conversations that we've had about it, so I shouldn't be jealous. I should be celebrating the fact that he was a part of a project that was getting started and actually working toward getting completed and getting done. So as I thought about this jealousy, as I think about the ways that jealousy has shown up in my life lately, instead of thinking about jealousy in a negative sense, well, I shouldn't be jealous, or in the past I've talked about this topic in terms of gratitude. But what it really comes down to is that I really need to ask myself 6 questions when I'm faced with creative jealousy. And so in this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to share 6 positive questions that you can ask yourself when faced with creative jealousy, because I think it's the positive nature of these questions that's going to help you get through the times of jealousy more than if you approached it from a negative mindset. So the first question is, what have I created in the past? Instantly, this gets you off thinking about what other people are doing and getting more into line with what you have done. So for me, it's like, okay, you know, my friend's making a film. well, what films have I created in the past? When I felt jealousy in the past, I would go back to, you know, the work that I've done and actually watch it and allow myself to go through the progression and the learning that I've done over the years from my first films to the films that I've made now. And by getting out of that, oh, well, you know, this is what they're doing, this is what I've done. And this isn't to celebrate mediocrity or to celebrate anything other than the fact that I have been in their position before. And so it's to remind myself that I have created before. Don't worry, you can create again. The second question to ask yourself is, what am I creating now? So it's good to go back and remind yourself on where you've been, but then we can't just stay in the past. We have to move on from the past. We have to get into the realm of now. And so what am I creating now? Well, I'm creating a podcast. So instantly I start thinking about creative jealousy. Wow, all right, that's a monologue for the week. And just by thinking about what I'm creating now, I was able to take the fuel and add it to the schedule for the week. And so I was able to turn those feelings of jealousy into positive productivity for something else. And so if you don't have any answer to this question of what am I creating now, that could be a root of jealousy. That could be a root of, wow, you know, maybe I'm not creating anything and that's why I'm jealous. But the third question to ask yourself is, what am I dreaming of creating in the future? Past, present, future. These are all areas where creative jealousy can really show up. And for me, this is where it was showing up because I have dreams of films that I want to make. And yet I'm not doing it because I'm not spending enough time dreaming of what I want to create and turning those dreams into action. What are you dreaming of creating in the future? That could be a root of jealousy, or it could just be where you need to be. What are you dreaming of creating in the future that you can bring to life so that when you see other people's work, you can celebrate it and then get back to work? Because the fourth question that you need to ask is, how much time are you spending bringing your work to life? This weekend, I was spending more time passively watching Instagram stories than working on my own stuff. I could have really given myself the permission to do that, but, you know, why not just work? I didn't really need to spend a whole lot of time this weekend just mindlessly scrolling through Instagram. So why not work? Why not spend more time bringing my future projects to life? Such a hard question to answer when digital technology is accessible and readily available for us to get lost in. The fifth question is, what is one step I can take today? So if I'm feeling jealous about a film project, what's one step I can take today to work on my own films? Well, gee, Chris, you actually have a film that you're working on. You've been working on it since January. You've got stuff shot. What's one step you can take today? You can open your editing program, Chris, and you can start editing. You can start clipping your interviews and finding the story. You can start organizing your B-roll. You can start planning for the rest of the B-roll that you know you need to get in order to finish the film. That's more than one step. If I didn't have a film that I was working on, what's one step that I could take today? Start collecting ideas for the next project. Start even asking myself, how am I going to push myself beyond my abilities and where I'm at? And this is a powerful question. What is one step you can take today? And the sixth and final question is, who can I reach out to for encouragement and or collaboration? Sometimes encouragement and collaboration are going to be different people, but at the same time, who can you reach out to that can really encourage you? Who can encourage you to create and maybe you just need fresh people to collaborate with. That was what was awesome about watching my friend's Instagram stories. He was collaborating with people. And that was a little bit of the root of jealousy. I want to collaborate with people, and yet I'm not making the effort to put myself out there to collaborate with them. So taking the time to answering that question, who can I reach out to? Oh, that's a tough question, because that implies that I know who I need to reach out to. Encouragement's easy for me. I know people that I can reach out to for encouragement, but collaboration is hard. So I hope this episode has been helpful for you to really look at the root of creative jealousy for you in the context of past, present, and future projects. I hope that you'll take some time to really identify ways that you can spend more time bringing your work to life, steps that you can take today, and people that you can reach out to for encouragement or collaboration. If you need someone to add to your list to reach out to for encouragement, please reach out to me. I really do want to help you become better creators for your work. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.